We're talking with Jeanette.
Jeanaroo.
Jeanette, yes. Jeanaroo today, and we're CJMQ, so welcome, Jeanette. And
you
are a Canadian country singer, is that correct?
You betcha.
Okay, and you're based in B.C., and you're actually born in Calgary, Alberta, and I guess you started liking to sing at a young age, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, basically, like as soon as I can remember, I was singing, so...
Okay, did you come from a musical family?
My dad's side of the family was very musical.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my mom's side, for that matter, was as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the influence was more on my dad's side.
Okay, and you got interested in country music first, or some other
time? Actually, you know, I've always been interested in every kind of music, really, like world beat, Latin music, rock, country. But country, it's just, country is way more true to who I am.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you have a debut CD, Tomboy Girl, and right now we're playing your first hit from it, the title track, Tomboy Girl, so that's a great hit here at CJMQ.
Oh, right on.
Good. You are, in fact, a tomboy girl from what I've read from your biography?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good. So did you write the song, Tomboy Girl?
Yeah, I co-wrote it with Ron Irving and his wife, and another lady named Linda McKillop. And basically, I came to the table, and I was like, you know, guys, I want to write this song about basically what I think, what I feel, kind of what I have to say, you know, because I always grew up in a neighborhood with boys. I have an older brother, and we lived in a neighborhood with a whole bunch of boys, and it was the thing that I grew up always thinking, anything they can do, I can do as well. You know, and my mom was a big part of that, because my mom's a tomboy girl, I think, too, and, you know, it was just, I just wanted to make a statement about it, and just, you know, you can be a tomboy, and you can be all guyish and stuff, but then you also can be a girl at the same time, right? It doesn't have to be an extreme.
Great. Good message for girls out there, too. Let's see, you've done a lot of touring, and you were entertaining some of the troops, too, over in Germany, in Belgium, and in Egypt, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. And actually, I was in the North Pole as well just before Christmas.
Okay.
The troops. And then as well, I just found out I'm going to Dubai beginning of March to go entertain them there.
Okay. Well, that's quite an experience. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
The Dubai one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that one, I really don't know much about what's going on yet, but apparently we're performing on the HMS Charlottetown.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be neat to perform on a ship. But,
okay.
I get to share the stage with George Canyon.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and Matt Minglewood, who's kind of a bluesy rocker from the East Coast. And so, yeah, that's going to be, it's going to be a quick tour. I think it's about 9 days long. But, yeah, that'll be great. And the one I did up to the North Pole before Christmas was fantastic because it was pitch black, right, in the North Pole this time of year. So it was neat flying into, like, landing on an ice sheet. Pitch black, nothing around you except for the military base, and that was neat. And on that tour, I got to sing along with Carolyn Don Johnson.
Okay, wow. So you're opening up for some big Canadian names already.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, sharing the stage with them and learning so much from these people that have had so much experience.
Okay, it must be a great learning experience. And you not only sing in English, you also speak and you sing in Spanish too, I think, or?
Yeah, Spanish and French.
Okay, wow, so you're trilingual.
Well, I can't. I do most of my Spanish by, like, phonetically. I can get by in Spanish if I have to, but I can speak French, but Spanish, I wouldn't necessarily say I speak it, but I can sing it for sure.
Okay. Do you sing country songs in French and Spanish, too, or?
I'll do, like, a select few, but mostly the stuff I do is in English.
Okay, good. Were you in a band before, or is this a solo?
Yeah, it's always kind of been a solo project.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you have a lot of support from your family and your friends, too?
Oh, my goodness. Never-ending support.
Okay, that's great. And you have a website?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's just JeanetteGeneroux.com. And, yeah, basically you can get the CDs on there. You can look up tour info on there, and... I have a blog on there, too. So.
Okay, that's great. So do you play any instruments also?
I can play the piano,
and
I'm learning guitar right now, but I'm definitely not stage-worthy with my guitar playing. So most of the time, I'm too busy running all over the stage. I really like to, like, get out into the audience, and, you know, I'm running around everywhere, so it's kind of better if I just stick to the microphone for now.
So you have a lot of energy in your performances.
Yeah, I think it's fun that way when you focus on the entertaining. That's when you get the most reward out of it.
Okay, well, that must be really appreciated, too, by the troops, and, you know, certainly lifts their spirits, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's always a good time. They're always so welcoming and thankful, and yeah, it's just great.
Oh, that's great to get out and do something for them. So in your spare time, you like to dirt bike and wakeboard? And
yeah, anything that's kind of fun like that. My dad and my brother got me into dirt biking when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
They bought me this little 80cc dirt bike, and I've been hooked ever since, really.
Okay. What is wakeboarding?
Wakeboarding is like, it's basically like a snowboard, but you go behind a boat, and you ride the wake, and you hang onto the rope and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really fun, although it's kind of hard. I don't know. Some people find it easy. It was hard for me. It took me a whole summer to be able to even stand up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's a fun thing to do, too. And I'm into rock climbing and, you know, anything that can get me outside doing something not necessarily extreme, maybe extreme, but just really fun.
That's great. Now, how many songs are on your debut CD?
There's five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Five?
We'll put it as an EP for now.
Okay, great. So are you planning on coming out with a full-length CD in the next year?
I think so, for sure. We're definitely always working on new songs, and it's just a matter of picking the right ones to actually produce.
Okay. And how long did it take you to put out this EP?
This one we started recording and writing in the summer, and I think it was ready about November, so.
Okay, so that must be pretty exciting, your debut EP?
It is. It totally is exciting. I'm really proud of it.
Okay, great, great. Anything else you'd like to add about yourself or your music career, Jeanette?
Gosh, just that I'm here to stay, and I'm here to have a lot of fun and just get out there and sing.
Okay, that's great. Okay, well, we thank you very much for this interview, and all the best in the future.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Joking, laughing, groping, now we're wrestling for the keys.
was Jeanette Genereau, and that's from her album Tomboy Girl. That's the title track, Tomboy Girl.